We have an interesting subject. Now, I'm not in the book. I'm just doing connectors right now. Things that will connect us to a better understanding of releasing. But Apostle is in the book. When he come forth, he's going to get in the book, and y'all will be able to follow him in the book. I started off in the book, but then I seen that the body of Christ needed something.
Yes.
And I decided just to kind of stay in that vein a little longer till we can receive what God wants us to receive from that.
Amen.
We have been talking about hearing the voice of God. And I'm not going to talk about that today. I'm going to talk about activating your five spiritual senses. Now, let's just do a quick review of last week when we said how the Holy Spirit talks to us. The Holy Spirit talks to us through our spirit.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We communicate on the inside, spirit to spirit.
That's right.
Now, how does the enemy and other things come into our life? You know, I was laughing. It really just kind of just tickled me a little bit. This man said, "This has got to be my thought in my head because it's in my head." I said, "Do you know how thoughts come into your head? It comes, we have two ways that it comes, through your eye gate and through your ear gate. Those are the window to your soul. That's how things get into your mind, into your thought life. The enemy comes from the outside. But God speaks to us from the inside. The enemy comes either through your ear gate or through your eye gate. And you'll be wondering, where did I get that thought from? Where did that come from? It entered in one of the ways, or both of the ways. But that's the way they are entering in. And he said, that got to be my thought, though, because it's in my mind. But it entered in that way. That's what we talked about last week. I don't want to talk about that this week, hearing the voice of God. This week, I want to talk about activating your five spiritual senses. Okay, this is a backdrop scripture I'm going to give you, and it's coming from Proverbs 20 and 27, and it reads, "The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly." That's what the spirit man is. God used our spirit man. It's the candle of the Lord. That's the part that God uses. But I want to go directly to the scripture that we're going to be studying from. Hebrew 5 and 14. If you go there with me, Hebrew 5 and 14. We're going to be studying activating your five spiritual senses. Okay, I'm going to read. Hebrew 5:14. "But strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." Really, what the writer of Hebrew is here in the 14th verse is saying, he's trying to bring the readers into a mature state. The 14th verse is talking about maturity. And that was where the people didn't want to go. They didn't want to keep, you know, some people are just comfortable where they are, being saved. They're not trying to learn anymore. They're not trying to, they just want to stay on the bottle. Now, how would it look if Candace Steele was sucking the bottle? Will says she's too old for that. And well, in the spirit world, Paul, the writer of Hebrews, said, y'all are too old for this. They were still on the bottle. And if you back up to verses Well, I'm not going to read it. But one of the things he said in verse 11 said, sin ye are dull of hearing. They didn't even want to, they were, their hearing was dull. You know, we talked about the hearing last week. So I'm not going to go back and recapture all that. But he said one of the problems was that their hearing was dull. They didn't want to press in. You know, some people said when they preached this portion of scripture, they said that Paul was rebuking the people. He wasn't just necessarily rebuking them being babes. He was trying to invite them to another realm of living, of maturity, where we all have to come spiritual maturity. They said the whole earth is waiting to see the sons of God come into maturity. The whole earth is groaning and waiting, and where are the mature sons of God? And here, Paul is inviting them to another realm of living. Get off the bottle, come on. Get some strong meat in you. Get some strong word in you that will bring you off of the bottle so you can, he said the reason he wanted that, so you can use your senses, you can practice your senses to discern good and evil. You know, you have five spiritual senses as well as you have natural senses. We're all aware that we have five natural senses. Sight, touch, smell, taste, hearing. We all are aware of that. But the new man has those senses too. Yeah. The new man. He has sight, he has touch, he has smell, he has taste, he has hearing. And so does the Holy Spirit. Now it says when you're joined to the Lord, when you're joined to the Lord, you're one spirit. You become one spirit. So your Holy Spirit and your reborn spirit is not fighting against each other. But they are cooperating and working as one. That's what your human spirit. Now your flesh is a different ball. It goes against what the spirit wants to do. But the flesh is this way. He'll obey whoever is in charge. Your body is somewhat like a slave. You do whatever who's in charge. You know. So we definitely want who to be in charge? The spirit man. To be in charge. But here he's trying to teach you how to take your spiritual senses and let them be so keen when you operate in the things of God that you can sense, that you can activate them. Your spiritual senses are so strong that you can activate them, that you'll know when someone is touching you and in ministry that's pulling things out of you. Let me give you a real good snapshot. I want to give y'all a good snapshot. Let's go to, let's do Luke 8 chapter, 8 and 43. I want to give y'all a snapshot of this. Jesus and his disciples and the crowd that they had around them. See, we need to use the, let me tell you, we know that the enemy wants to use our five senses. But you don't think God wants to use them too. He wants to use them too. But he wants to do it through his spirit. So it just won't be flesh. Okay, 8th chapter in the 43rd verse. Okay. And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physician, neither could be healed of any, came behind and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, "Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee," and says, and you gonna say, "Who touched me?" You know, his disciples really just saying, "Come on, Jesus, get with the program. It's a crowd here. Any of them could be touching you.
My God.
See, when Jesus asked that question, he knew they didn't really know the answer to him, but he wanted to awake them to the thing to let them know, hey, you can realize who's touching you. You can realize that somebody is touching you. Now, this is the sense of touch. His senses was so activated till he knew when somebody was touching him. Because he said, faith has gone out of me. Somebody has touched. And the disciples said, everybody's touching you. But Jesus knew, and he was so sensitive to the Spirit, he knew that this just wasn't an ordinary touch. This is not an ordinary. Now, that's that sense of touch. That sense of touch in our body can be so strong to when we in ministry, or we can recognize the touch. Jesus recognized the touch. The disciples didn't. They went, we don't, everybody's touching you. Come on now.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, no, somebody touched me. And Jesus said, the 46th verse, and Jesus said, somebody have touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. He said, I see it. I perceive. I can see. That's his sight. That's the sense of sight was so activated. And he said, the work we do that he's done, we're going to do also. So our senses, our spiritual senses can activate our natural senses so until we just know. We can perceive, we can see things. That just the natural, see, the disciple was in the natural man. They wasn't operating in that deep spiritual sense that Jesus himself was operating in. That he can know when a crowd of people around somebody has touched me, and he can perceive and see. He said, I perceive and I see, and I know virtue has gone out of me. Something has left me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Their faith have made thee whole. Go. Now, we see when she touched him, not only did she just touch him, but she brought out a prophecy that was prophesied in Malachi. Mm-hmm. Malachi, let's go to Malachi 4:2. We're still, that's right before Matthew. Malachi 4:2. And let's see what prophecy she brought out here. It was prophesied that this would happen. 4:2. Mm-hmm. Okay, 4:2 read. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of righteousness arise with healing in his wings. You know, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. The hem of the garment that he was wearing was a tallit. And this tallit had what they call hanging from it wings. And so she decided, if I could just touch that. And that was prophesied, that he was going to arise, the Son of Righteousness was going to arise with healing in his wings. So she said, if I can just touch that. Reason she wasn't into just really touching him fully is because she knew she had an issue of blood. And she wasn't supposed to be out there. But she said, I'm going to get my healing. I've been to doctors. And if I could just touch that wing right there. If I could touch the hem, they call it the hem of his garment. But those were wings. All y'all have seen a tallit before, haven't you? You seen those little fringes? He even told them to make them in Deuteronomy. I wish we had time to go there and read it. But these were signifying healing. And she said, when I touch that, I am going to be healed. Don't have to touch his body. But she wasn't going to make him unclean, no way.
No way.
You know why? Well, we don't get into that discussion. That'll take me a little longer to discuss. But she was just making sure that she didn't know she was bringing forth a prophecy that if she touched him, that the Son of Righteousness had healing right there. And when she did that, we're going to see many others started. Let's go to, let's see, we can go to Mark 6 and 56, I believe. What she started everybody else. Okay. It says Mark 6 and 56. Have y'all got it? Let's read it. Now that's the Amplified. Okay. And whithersoever entered into village or cities or country, they laid the sick in the street and besought him that they may touch, if it were but the border of his garment. And as many as touched him were made whole. See, she started something. And then the other people got onto it and said, shoot, she got healed from just the border. Let me touch the border. It's healing in that wings. It's healing down in there. It's, and that's what they start touching, just his clothing. And they got healed from just touching. She wasn't the only one. She was the first one. But after that, the others start touching the hem of his garment. They said the border of his garment. As many touched him were made what? Whole. They were healed. Now that's a prophecy. That's Mark 6 and 56. She just, the prophecy in Malachi, she just identified him as the Messiah. Because in Malachi it says it's going to be healing in his wings, you know, when you, and she said, if I could just touch that. Then other people saying, well, she got healed from that, I'm going to get healed from that too. And they did. They just sent people out and just touched the, let me just touch the fringe of that, you know.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
Huh?
I'm glad you pointed that out.
Oh, yeah, that's good. But our souls, and he wants to use every part of us, even our imagination he wants to use. And sometimes we think, he don't want to use that. He created that. He wants to use it, you think? But you're sure the enemy, oh no, that's for the enemy. The enemy, you know, comes through that. You believe he comes through those different parts. But he don't want to use it apart from our flesh itself. It's the Holy Spirit activating and making it the touch, the five spiritual senses touching our natural senses, making us more apt to what's going on. We can perceive better. We can see better. We can hear better. We can hear things. It'd be like Elijah, they said, you know, when the king kept saying, who in my company is telling all my secret? They said, it's a prophet named Elijah. He can tell you what he was going on in your bedroom. I mean, he knows it. He can see it, you know. And so he wants our five senses so in tune with the Holy Spirit that they can be used for God. We can just perceive some things. Jesus said here, I perceive. You know, my perception, what I see, you know, I can see. And this is not in the natural, but it's in the Spirit.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit. Because there's a lot of spirits out there. But we're talking about the Holy Spirit, taking what we have, our five senses, spiritual five senses, and using them to activate, even in our natural. We know we see more than just the natural man. Let me tell y'all, we are a spirit. We're supernatural. But we keep wanting to live totally in the flesh. And we can't do that. We got to walk a different walk.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is here to help us, to help activate. But it says that comes from eating strong meat, from meat of the word, for getting in there, knowing. See, like I got y'all in here today to let you know, I'm putting you in some strong meat. You may say, Sister Mary, that steak and that, I can't digest that good. But you can. You can do it. Paul was letting them know, hey, you can do it. You don't always be on the bottle. We're here to really learn how we can just allow God to use us, every part of us. He want to use the total man, but he wants to do it from the spirit, from the inside. He wants to use it. He wants to activate it. He wants to use it for ministry. The ministry, the end time ministry we're about to go and thrust into, we're going to need all that. We're going to need all that. And how sensitive to the Holy Spirit you have to be to know somebody touch you in a crowd like that. Like his disciples were saying, Lord, come on now, get with it. All this, you don't see all these people. And we ain't talking about 100, it was some thousands. And so they were all of them wanted to touch him. But they all, it wasn't the touch of faith. It wasn't the touch that she had. She said, I'm just going to touch his clothes. I ain't got to touch his body. Just let me touch his clothes. And like I said, she was fulfilling the prophecy in Malachi. And I'm not going to go to the other scripture that she was fulfilling the prophecy from that. This Messiah was going to be raised with healing in his wings. You could just touch that. How much faith do you have to have? You know, she had heard of Jesus. And she got her faith to build up. I'm going to touch them fringes. I ain't going to touch him, but I'm going to touch those fringes. I know. She said, I know I'm going to be made whole.
Yeah.
Because there's something in those fringes there. They said, it's supposed to be healing in those wings. And I'm going to touch it. And I know I will be made whole. I am way out of my time. I wanted to get a little further in that with y'all. To really, for you to embrace what I was saying about activating your five senses. Your five spiritual senses. To be very sensitive to the Spirit of God. When you minister, you're going to really need that. And I'm way over my time. So I'm going to stop right here and give it over to Apostle Thurston. Hopefully we can do some more studying in that so y'all can really get a look deeper into that. But that's how we're flowing right now. Mm-hmm. I told Apostle, he's going to have to get in the book because I'm only doing connectors right now. I'm on. I disconnect from that, but right now I'm just doing connection. I want y'all to come up, eat some meat.
Yeah.
I know that.
I'm thinking that when we apply meat tenderizer, that's just the Holy Spirit.
Talk loud.
When we are asked to come into the meat of the Word, uh-huh. Holy Spirit is our meat tenderizer to ease us into it.
Yeah.
I mean, sauce, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's a good thought. That's very good.
Yeah.
Our hearts have got to be reaching out now and say, Lord, you know, we can't stay where we are. I'm just going to tell you, this is not your ordinary Sunday school class.
No.
And you can't stay where you are when you come to this class.
Uh-uh.
You've got to move forward.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And the Holy Spirit, it's time. If we don't do it now, then when?